Phil Vitel is the restaurant critic at the Chicago Tribune. And he joins us Wednesdays about this time to talk about the restaurant scene, usually in the studio, but today he's on the phone. Hi, Phil. How are you?
Hi, John. I'm good.
Any place special, or you just didn't want to come see me today?
A little of both, but actually I'm in Denver. My wife had a business trip, and I'm tagging along, and I'm on the 17th floor of my hotel, and I can see the snowy peaks of the Rockies in the distance. So,
very nice.
It's kind of cool.
You got a restaurant that I'm going to be in Denver this summer. You got any recommendations for us in Denver?
Sure. The first thing I try to get you to do is to rent a car or get a ride and go up to Boulder and try to get into Frasca Food and Wine. It's probably the best restaurant in these here parts. But in Denver itself, we've already had a very nice dinner at Rioja in the Larimer Square area, and also at a restaurant called Fruition, which is Alex Seidel's restaurant, and he's won Beard Award for best chef in this region in the past. So that's a very good one.
Do you walk in and say, okay, you may not know me because I'm from Chicago, but I'm a critic for the Chicago Tribune, baby, and kind of play that?
I've never tried that one. Probably too embarrassed to find it not working.
Yeah, and they go, yeah, well, you're still 45 minutes out. So.
Exactly. I made a reservation. I didn't even use my real name, but, you know, just got in, got out. It was very nice.
I want to talk about your review of Cafe Cancale, C-A-N-C-A-L-E. Which is a kind of a French-themed Wicker Park restaurant. Before we get to that, though, you've probably been hearing the news about what happened to Eric Trump at Aviary, and I just wanted to...
So I did.
Get your reaction to that.
Yes. My first reaction is that, Next has always had an avant-garde approach to delivering its cocktails. So unless I'd seen the context, I'm not absolutely sure what happened there. The other thing is, I assume that the person accused of doing this is going to say that it never happened and that Eric was not her type.
Oh, God. All right, let me just stop. Stop. Just stop it, Phil.
Okay, I'll stop.
They're not going to let you back. He's at Aviary, which is a pretty popular spot, and it's owned by the same people that own Alinea. So it's high caliber of restaurant, bar, and staff at these places. But a waitress saw Eric Trump there Tuesday night, and evidently she spat at him. And then he said, I'm not going to press charges, but the Secret Service did immediately grab her, and I guess she was arrested and released. She hasn't issued a statement. The owner, Nick Kokonis.
Kokonis
has issued the following statement. Last night, an unfortunate incident occurred between an employee at the Aviary and Eric Trump. We did not witness the incident, and we are just beginning to learn the details. What is certain is this: no customer should ever be spit upon. We have not yet spoken with the employee, but our HR team has, in the meantime, placed her on leave. We will not discuss internal HR matters beyond this statement. More broadly, the online discussion about the incident is troubling. Hundreds of people have been calling for the demise of our business, threatening our employees, and posting fake reviews. They are wrong to do so based on the actions of a lone individual. So too, however, are those people wrong who are praising this as an act of civil disobedience. We have voices and the means to be heard. A degrading act lowers the tenor of the debate. To some, it might feel good, but it is unlikely to serve any larger purpose. We hope this incident can, at least, serve to illuminate the current absurdity of the discourse in our politics. I'm going to read that sentence again. We hope this incident can, at least, serve to illuminate the current absurdity of the discourse in our politics. As fellow Americans and citizens, we should all aim higher. Okay, what do you think about all of that?
Couldn't have said it better myself. I think that's the absolute perfect response.
What a rough spot for a restaurant owner, right? Particularly one who sort of jumped into the fray himself, right? Because what was the team that he offered the dinner to?
It was Clemson, was it?
The Clemson football team.
Clemson Tigers. And they got the fast food treatment from Donald Trump, and there was a lot of conversation about that. And so then this guy surfaces and says, hey, come to Chicago and I'll show you a real good meal. Right. I thought that was a masterstroke of publicity, but it's also taking a shot at the president, isn't it?
Right. Well, or at least taking a shot at that one action by the president.
I guess my point is that should we be surprised if that's the culture at that restaurant, that when Eric Trump walks in, he's going to be met with some hostility by the staff?
Well, I mean, I would say there's a real long leap from one-upping a food decision by the White House and getting to the point of spitting on somebody. I don't think we would say, oh, well, of course it happened there because Nick Kokonis made a joke 2 years ago or a year ago. No, I think this kind of took the rest of the staff by surprise, and you can't have that. I mean, you simply no matter what your politics, no matter what actions you feel what are loathsome or how upset you are at whatever policy, we simply can't descend to this level. We can't do it.
You know, Phil, I'm surprised by your reaction to this statement, though, because I take issue with them calling it an act of civil disobedience, because this was violence.
I don't think he said that. He said that he was distressed at the people who commented on Facebook and wherever, calling it an act of civil disobedience.
I'm sorry if I misread that then.
So too, however, are those people wrong who are praising this as an act of civil disobedience?
I apologize, and I mistook that. Okay.
I'll hear that point, Steve. I think some people think, as upset as they are at anybody whose last name is Trump right now, when one of them walks by, they almost feel like it's wrong for them to treat those people with civility, considering what they are doing to the immigrants or to the economy or to the country or to the environment, whatever. And that guy walks right by and you're going to say, can I show you a table? No, you've got to let them know how you feel. That's the mindset of the other side.
Yeah, but the one job of a restaurant is to deliver safe and good food and beverages, and I think they should have fallen completely on their sword and left everything out on this, that what happened there was a terrible thing for their restaurant and for the country.
Do you agree with that, Phil?
Yeah, I think they've taken appropriate steps. The accused employee has been placed on leave. HR is working on it. He apologized for the incident, said it does not, that it is not in keeping with their standards of hospitality, and that it should never happen to anybody. And he distanced himself from the people who were applauding this for whatever reason on Facebook and other social media, and said we have to be better. We have to raise our discourse. We can't simply, because ultimately, where does it end? If it's okay for someone to spit on a member of a party they disagree with, no matter how vehemently, then what happens if a liberal, say, as like me, walks into a restaurant where the employee has sort of MAGA inclinations? Do I now worry about what's going on to my underneath my hamburger bun, or can we be better than this?
I get that point. The second to last sentence, though, is this. We hope this incident... So Producer Elif exchanged messages with Nick Kokonis today, and he declined to come on, and that's probably wise. Better that he thinks out his thoughts, puts them to paper, and not get caught up in a conversation where he might say something that might be misinterpreted. But I'm interpreting this. We hope this incident can at least serve to illuminate the current absurdity of the discourse in our politics. And I don't think he's talking about the absurdity of his employee alone. I mean, if that's your idea
Correct.
Of discourse, that's wrong. But I think he's also saying these people are absurd as well on the other side.
I think so. I think he's making a larger point there, that this is, you know, this should be our, if maybe this should be our call to action, saying, okay, we are going to be civil human beings about this, and you know, and we can't. It's gotten to the point of what people on social media and everything is. The person you disagree with is evil incarnate, and there's absolutely no middle ground, and there's no brooking what that other person might have to say, and it's just tearing us apart.
I hear you on that, Phil. Well, but let me just last thing I'll say about this. I want to get your review, and I want to do a flash fry with you. But
all right.
There's a restaurant in Minneapolis called Hell's Kitchen, and it's really popular. They do a great brunch. It's famous, and they do a nice lunch. It's an interesting room. If you go to Minneapolis and you're downtown, if you go to Hell's Kitchen, you'll be treated to an interesting culinary experience. They are very political. They take on causes mm-hmm. and issues, and they're on social media. I know the owner, at least I've met her a few times. She's talked to me. I suspect she would say maybe what Nick is saying here, that kind of behavior is beneath all of us. But some restaurants do get into that game. I mean, if the Republican National Convention comes to Minneapolis, none of those members would be wise to go to Hell's Kitchen. That restaurant is not on their side. I don't know what you think about restaurants that sort of stake out a ground that way. Evidently, Aviary doesn't want any part of that, but some restaurants and bars do.
I think it's okay for a restaurant or bar to make its political beliefs known. I think it's all right for them to stand up for causes and that sort of thing, because they do so in the full knowledge that this might cost them business. And it's out front, and it's published, and everybody knows. That doesn't mean that if a Republican senator from another state were to go into that restaurant, that they would refuse to serve him or her, or mistreat that person in any way. But I think you can do the one that is stand up for what you believe in, make your political positions known without going as so far as to the other when you are refusing service or actively providing bad service.
In the Chicago Tribune, this man, Phil Vitale, has a nice review of Café Canal, brings a coastal French breeze to Wicker Park. Phil Vitale's the restaurant critic at the Chicago Tribune. He joins us long distance today. We appreciate that, Phil. Your review is of a French restaurant in Chicago. You like this Wicker Park place pretty well, huh?
Yes, it's right on the Wicker Park Bucktown border, right where Milwaukee, Damon, and North Avenue converge. And it used to be the home to Publican Anchor, which was an offshoot of the Publican in west of the Loop. And now the owners changed it to Café Cancale, which refers to a part of France best known for its oysters. And the whole place has kind of a Frenchy seafoody vibe.
Frenchy seafoody vibe. So they've got fish, they've got chicken, they've got beef, you say, too. There's a lot of meat on the menu, but there's a classic roasted chicken with buttermilk mashed potatoes and a fine mm-hmm. steak frite topped with escargot-enhanced bordelaise sauce.
Wow. Right. Those are the only two meat dishes on the menu.
Ah.
That's the meat.
That's it. After that,
I think there's a steak tartare in there somewhere too. But most of it is fish and rabar stuff, and it's very, very good.
Conversation Challenge. It's another slightly noisy place. The main courses run you $20 to $30. This one gets 4 stars. No, wait. This one gets... How many stars did you give this one? This
gave
one
3 stars.
3 stars. Yeah, there it is. From Phil Vitale, Café Canal, 1576 North Milwaukee Avenue. All right. If you've got a restaurant you want to, real quick, jump in now. Call or text 312-981-7200. It's time for Phil's Flash Fry. 3, 2, 1. Hit it. This is the part of the show where you've called or texted and you wanted some advice from Phil on a restaurant or a menu item, and maybe you want to crow about a place and say, hey, have you guys checked this one out? Phil, This one says, John, about once a month, you and Phil talk about restaurants. Oh, yeah. I don't know how much time you have for this, Phil. I don't have much. About restaurants that everyday people go to. Talk about normal everyday restaurants. My shop listens all day to WGN, and we chuckle about the choices we hear because we're not going to visit those places. Okay, so they're not going to go to Cancal or Band of Bohemia, where I was last night for a real nice meal. What's a good meat and potatoes for Midwesterners that's not going to break the bank?
Well, okay, first I need to see your bank book, but I would say that, I sort of like, what about normal people? The implication being that you and I are not normal people.
That's embedded and in this, yes.
And on one level, I'm happy with that. On another level, I'm not. But there are lots of fun neighborhood places. I've written about Le Sud in Roscoe Village, which is not terribly expensive. Cancal, among other things, Cancal has a great 4 to 6 p.m. happy hour where oysters are a dollar and martinis are discounted as well. So you can be well on the way to an inexpensive meal if you get there in the early hours.
Let me ask you this. 708 said, Chinese restaurants west. A Chinese restaurant west. Any ideas on that?
Yeah, a few, but I don't know how far west is west, but it says it's from 708, so I'll assume it only goes so far west, because I first thought of, say, Yu's Mandarin in Schaumburg, which is a great noodle-focused Chinese restaurant, and Chef Ping up in Hoffman Estates. But in the near west, there's a fun place that is kind of one of my guilty pleasures, Chef Shangri-La in North Riverside. It's got this tiki decor. They do a lot of tiki drinks, and the menu is all over the place. They have Japanese noodle soup. They have Vietnamese pho. They have a Thai dish. They have some Hawaiian and Polynesian kind of things.
Yeah.
They're all over the place. Sesame chicken here. They do a hoisin duck that's probably very close to.
All right,
Peking
what is this
duck.
Place? What is this place?
It's called Chef Shangri-La.
It's
a fun place, and it's the decor is tiki. So your decor is Polynesian, and the menu goes over to Thailand, and it goes all over the place. Indefinable, but fun.
Time's up. I've got more to ask you about, but we'll do them next week. Have safe travels. Thanks for your thoughts on all
Thank
of these
you.
Topics, Phil.
Absolutely,
Phil Vitale, restaurant critic for the Chicago Tribune.